Right now we are joined via the phone line by Zane Rutherford, who is getting ready for the Super Duel One with the Champions League of American Wrestling, Claw Wrestling, and that is this Saturday at Duquesne University. Zane, first of all, thanks for taking the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff. Yeah, I appreciate it as well.
Zane, talk a little bit about your involvement here with Claw. Obviously, Eric Brugel has done a lot of work. I mean, I think has really gone about this in a very smart way in kind of trying to build this thing from the ground up. But just talk a little bit about your involvement and what this inaugural season of Claw has been like for you.
Yeah, my involvement, I've been, haven't competed since the Olympics. So, Eric and his, partner, Tom Houck, had, reached out to me this summer and just were, they were seeing if I wanted to compete again. So, something that I wasn't sure if I wanted to do. And I, their first event was in State College, their first two matches. So, when they said they were going to do it in State College, that was kind of a no-brainer for me. So, first a couple events were really fun. The rule set's pretty fun to wrestle. It's a little bit of folk style. So, I was looking forward to doing that. And then, yeah, just it's been fun to wrestle, and looking forward to this weekend in Pittsburgh.
Zane, what? Was there any hesitation on your part to get back into competition? For folks that don't know, it was a concussion that that ended the Olympic run. Any hesitation there? Did you get checked out ahead of time? Just talk me through any concerns you had, or was it, you know what, let's just get back into this?
Yes, yeah, so Tom Houck is one of the owners, and I guess one of the people managing Claw. He had reached out to me in June and had just expressed interest in maybe having me on the season, and just wanted to see if I'd be interested in competing. I told him tentatively yes. I had started feeling better slowly after the Olympics, but the concussion took a long time to recover from. So I actually got evaluated in early July, went down to a specialist in Florida just to make sure, because I was still having some symptoms, and they had cleared me to compete again. So as soon as I got word, it was, let's go and let's do this. Yep.
Zane, for folks that don't know, you touched on a little bit. It's kind of a combination, and I know the focus is really on creating offensive opportunities and getting points. But talk a little bit about, from a competitor's standpoint, kind of the rules, and you know, maybe what the has there been a toughest adjustment for you, and what do you like about the way this format has played out?
Yeah, so simply put, I think the match length, so it's four different periods, but the match total time is 5 minutes. So that shorter length makes it a little bit different of a pace. It's more of a sprint than, you know, even like a college seven-minute match. So that took an adjustment. Definitely felt that in my first two matches. I got more tired than I expected with it being 5 minutes. But then, it's mostly folk style. There is mat wrestling, which I like. One element that they added to it that is kind of cool is there's like football pylons on the mat where if you go and knock one over, if you're in the top or bottom position, you get a point for that. And then you also get a point if you score within the first 10 seconds of a period. So that was something that I had to adjust to. I wrestled one opponent in October that was, he was a good bit taller than me. So he was about 6 foot tall. And so he was making a mad dash for the pylon and was beating me to them every single time. So I was like, oh, no, I gotta change up something I'm doing here. So those parts have been fun to try and figure out.
Zane, how fun has it been for you and your teammates? And I guess, you know, part of this process is probably getting to know some of these guys a little better than you did previously. Just talk to me about the team aspect of this and what that's been like. Obviously, you're, you know, training here, but I'm just curious about what the interactions are like with, in your case, the Cicadas.
Yeah, I never really interacted with many of my teammates. I've met a few of them over the years, but never really had a full conversation with them, and definitely never have been on the same team. So it's been cool, like C.J. Brucky and Tristan Moran in particular. Brucky has like really good energy, and he's having fun out there. There was one time where he scored a point and like spiked one of the pylons, and he was dancing and during the match. So yeah, it's entertaining, and he's good energy. And then Tristan Moran as well. All of my teammates really, but Tristan, he got a pin for us in one of our dual meets. He might have been even trailing at that point and got a pin, got a cradle. So that was pretty cool. And everyone on the team meshes well together, and it's just fun. I enjoy dual meets, and you don't really get that, you know, even at the senior level, kind of competing for Team USA, but you don't get that dual meet like Penn State wrestling feel. So it's kind of fun to do that again.
Zane, the competitive fires, are you thinking beyond this claw season? Any thoughts to getting back into the freestyle mix, or are you kind of looking at just developing this for a while, or are you not thinking that far ahead at the moment?
Not thinking too far ahead. I mean, claw season one has been great. First event was in State College, and next one is in this weekend coming up is in Pittsburgh. So pretty local and easy to commit to. And I've been coaching with the Nittany Lion Wrestling Club. So that's been my primary focus. And then my wife and my kids, got two young ones. It's been my primary focus. And my wife and I started a business here in State College as well. So that's been, we started that in September. So those kind of just managing all that. And I think I'm excited to get back to coaching, full time. It's been fun helping guys in the Penn State room, Nittany Lion Wrestling Club. We'll see though. If it's easy, if it doesn't take away from any of my responsibilities and I'm able to compete, I'll get back in. As far as down the line, I'm taking it. I'm 30 now, so I'm just seeing how my body feels. If I'm feeling pulled to, maybe I'll get back in, but kind of just taking it day by day, year by year.
Zane, talk a little bit about that room right now with the Nittany Lion Wrestling Club and these Penn State kids, and just how special a place that is. I mean, it really has been since Cale came in, but I'm not sure that this isn't as special of a room, not just talent-wise, but just with the focus and the overall passion, I guess, for the sport and really for life that's in that room right now. Just talk to me about what it's like being in there and what you're seeing on a day-in, day-out basis.
Yeah, it's a very talented group, and I think one thing that's unique is, like, these guys they're coming in as, you know, true freshmen, like, hungry and, like, ready to win a national title, which is pretty neat. And I think not only that, though, they are really fun kids to work with. And, they're just great kids and great people. And they work hard, do all the right things. I don't think they'd be at Penn State if that wasn't the case. But, it's just, you see the talent sometimes. And you don't always see, like, you don't get to know, like, getting to be in the room every day. I get to see how they are as kids and just adults. Students, so it's kind of cool to see, like, they just work hard in everything they do, and doing the right things, and just fun to be around. So
Yeah, a lot of fun to be around these days. Let me ask you just about a couple of the kids in particular, Zane, that obviously folks are Penn State fans haven't had a chance yet, at least many of them. There were a few that went up to West Point. But P.J. Duke and just, again, what you're kind of seeing, I mean, I think one of the things that maybe is underappreciated is the challenge of having ridiculously high expectations, as many of these guys do. And I'm really impressed with what we're seeing just in the way they go about their business, again, day in and day out with guys like Marcus Blaise and P.J. Duke.
Yeah, I think, like P.J., for example, he's just very very mature for his age. And I think all these guys that are coming in ready to go, not only talent-wise, but just, like, mentally and how they think, how they approach the sport. I know P.J. had a very busy summer. You know, he wrestled in multiple world championships, different age groups, and he wanted to, and that, I think that was really cool. But I think he's excited now to change gears, and I guess the expectation thing, I'm not sure. You know, I felt that as a competitor, you know, coming in wrestling as a true freshman, and I think he's managing it very well. I think he's not thinking about expectations at all. It just seems like he's doing the right things in the room, focused on getting better, focusing on just giving his best effort. And, you know, those are things that sometimes take longer, you know, like seniors finally figure that out. You know, and it's like their last year, but he's figuring it out as a freshman, and that's really awesome. So,
well, you being 30 is making me feel old. Yeah, I can't believe that.
Okay, the phone line must be garbled. That can't be right.
I'll tell you what is really making me feel old, though, is that both Hayden and now Asher Cunningham are on this college roster. It's the same. I mean, my oldest nephew has graduated college. In my mind, Asher and Hayden and my nephews are like, they're still like elementary school.
Sure.
Yeah. It's like, I know they're not. I mean, I've seen them, but it's like, it's hard to get my mind around that. But, man, watching Asher compete this past weekend, I'm like, this is just wild that he is now wrestling at Penn State. Used to having him around the program, but not used to just having a hard time. As, man, the years do fly by. Zane, how are, go ahead.
No, I was just, we had a Friendsgiving with the Nittany Lion Wrestling Club, Penn State Wrestling, on Monday. And, like you said, we have a full NLWC basically daycare because, of all the kids that are, either coaches' kids or, you know, athletes' kids within the Nittany Lion Wrestling Club. And I just remember when, you know, I came to Penn State, you know, all of the coaches' kids were that age running around at Friendsgiving, and now they're on the team, so it's pretty crazy how fast time goes.
It is. It's just wild. Going back to this event here on Saturday, Zane, how good are we feeling? Cicada's got this? You guys got this on Saturday? I mean, this is a chance to make history. There's only going to be one team that goes down as Super Duel One champions for all time.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool, I mean, the trophy's pretty neat. I saw a sneak peek of that at the first event. I think their Super Duel One's pretty awesome. I'm looking forward to it. I think we have a great team. I think we have great energy. I didn't know what to expect, how we'd match up with these other teams. They had some pretty solid teams that we beat. But I think we do have a good chance. I think we just, if we focus on the things that we were focusing on, you know, in the preliminary matches, just having fun with it, scoring points, that's gonna be a good result for us. So I'm excited.
Yeah, it should be a whole lot of fun. If you're able to go down Saturday, again, the wrestling will start at 4:30, but if you get a ticket for it, there's also a red carpet show that starts at 1:30. There is a what they're calling a superstar pro clinic, but an opportunity for youngsters to kind of get some tips here from some outstanding wrestlers, and leading that will be Peyton Hall and Reese Humphrey. That'll be at 2:00 on Saturday. And then, again, the pre-match festivities in the arena, which is the UPMC Cooper Fieldhouse at Duquesne, starts at 4:00. And then the wrestling, Super Duel 1, gets underway at 4:30, with our own Zane Rutherford representing the Cicadas as they go up against the Leopards.
All right, Zane, this is Scott. I have to ask this question, okay? We had Eric Bruegel on whenever that was, a while back.
Yeah,
he was talking about things, and I'm like, cicadas. Zane, you want to explain where cicadas came from? You're not like the mighty cicadas, the biting cicadas, something. Why cicadas?
I'm not sure where they came up with the team names, but when I got drafted in this summer, I was kind of excited to be part of the Cicadas just because in PA anyway, we had a pretty big cicada, this summer was pretty big on the cicada hatchlings and stuff. I was driving on I-80 this summer and you could just hear them buzzing, and I know it's been a while. They come out of the ground like once every 17 years or something. So I don't know if it was that or what, but I think it's pretty cool.
But
you don't see that mascot every day.
But this we can guarantee you. The cicadas will bring the noise on Saturday.
There we go.
See?
Very
see
good.
How we do that?
That's very
that's,
good.
That's okay. A professional
wow.
work here, yeah.
Nice. That's why you're paid the medium-sized bucks.
Yes, indeed. Go. That is a fact. Zane, we wish you and the team the best of luck, and certainly wish you and your family just a very happy Thanksgiving. Hope you enjoy the day with your family tomorrow. And, again, we look forward to watching the big event, Super Duel 1, coming up here on Saturday at 4:30 with Claw Wrestling. Thanks, Zane, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.